This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back again, another WIP afternoon show on a Wednesday with Ike and Spike and no Fritz. Ike, how we feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, it is hump day. Doesn't have the same meaning as it had a couple weeks ago, but you know what? Because we used to be looking forward to the weekend, to Eagles football.
Yeah, maybe a championship game.
Yeah.
A Super Bowl.
Feels a little bit different. But I'm still excited nonetheless.
For Sixers Nets on Saturday.
Grapefruit League opener on Saturday.
Yeah. There you go, Buzz. That's what I'm talking about. And Buzz, welcome to the show today.
What's
up? Listen, your top 5 and 5 can't be any worse than Francisco's was yesterday. Holla at your boy.
Low bar to clear.
Yeah.
Try and always raise it here. I come in with low expectations.
Yeah, that's
to try and shatter it through the roof.
Yeah, well, remember, Ike, you gave him a 7 yesterday on a scale of 1 to 10, which was so generous. Maybe it's
Ike's really declined since yesterday. He went from an easy grader to that was the worst I've ever heard in less than 24 hours.
I think I got affected by the fact that almost the entire top five was about Ike yelling at Fran. So that's why he was nice. So we do have a big show today.
Yeah, today's top five. My mind.
Yeah, we do have a big show today. We have an update on what's going on with Jack Fritz. And I have to tell you, Jack is on paternity leave, but he has been busy on the internet and busy in a way that upsets me in a different way than I was upset yesterday about his tweeting. So we'll get to that. We do have the return of Flyers and 50 with Broads at 3:30. Broads will be back with us. And and we have an update on Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, including one who is disqualified for the rest of the year because of a report that worked out so badly. And maybe the most insane Elliot Shore Parks take of all time. Of all time.
Boy, that's a pretty high bar to clear.
Of
right there.
All time. So it is a big show. But we start with the Eagles as we continue to bask in the glow of the Super Bowl season. And in a lot of ways, you had said this, and we had agreed that this season was about Saquon Barkley. It took all of them, but this was Saquon's season.
Yeah.
And I ask you, now that we are a little removed, almost a week from the parade, if you can believe that, almost, you know, a week and a half from the Super Bowl, is Saquon, let's go back 50 years, right? Mm-hmm. Let's go back basically our age. Is Saquon's season the best individual Philadelphia season of the last 50 years that any individual had? There's a lot of great ones in there.
Yeah, and it'll be fun going through some of the individual seasons because I already know the list is there of the great individual seasons that are out there. And I'll tell you, man, I'm not going to say it was an easy choice, but it's a clear choice. Yeah, it's Saquon's season. It really is. And I think, the 2 to 3 weeks removed from the NFC Championship game and the first time he touched the ball, he took it to the house 60 yards. It really hasn't been about Saquon. The Super Bowl, and rightfully so, because Jalen played an MVP game, has been more about Jalen's coronation as an elite quarterback and separating himself potentially from some of the other guys. And now he's in that class with Patrick Mahomes as the only Super Bowl winners that were drafted in, what, the last 5 to 10 years around here. Yeah, I have not forgotten how special Saquon Barkley was this year. I just have not. And like I said, no disrespect to Jalen and what he did in the Super Bowl. He stepped up, and he was rightfully the MVP. And we wouldn't be Super Bowl champions today had he not had the game that he had in Super Bowl 59. But we're not in Super Bowl 59 without number 26.
And Jalen doesn't have that game, most likely, without number 26.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Yes,
all that stuff too.
Yes. Yeah. I think we all know Spags, his number one objective was to make sure Saquon wasn't the MVP of the game.
Yep, for sure.
And so I have not forgotten what Saquon meant to the season, how spectacular he was at times. When you're looking at an offense in a league where it's a passing era and our most exciting plays came from our running back. And again, we got A.J., we got Devontae at wide receiver, you got Jalen at quarterback, you got Dallas Goedert at tight end, all great players in their own individual right. This dude was the brightest of the stars on the best team in the NFL this year. Their identity was through running the football, through Saquon. And again, he gave us spectacular plays. Spectacular plays. That's all on the field stuff. We can't even begin to quantify what he meant to the team off the field.
From a
in the locker room, from a culture standpoint. As a leader in this team, when there were ripples in the pond, you know, I bet you his presence was a calming presence amongst all that was going on. You heard Jalen talking to him in the Super Bowl about that and what he meant to the team and what his presence meant. So that culminating in the second Super Bowl in franchise history, yeah, I got to go with Saquon. There's some other individual seasons out there, and I'm going to love to hear them.
Yeah, we'll go through them
on
the show today.
But, man, this one for me ranks as number one.
Breaking news.
I don't even know what this is.
Per the Eagles Twitter account, Kevin Petullo has been named offensive coordinator.
Ooh.
You have a show all lined up.
Hey, I tell you, it saves a lot of people. Now let's talk. Let's talk. Petullo in there.
They didn't interview one guy.
As nor should they.
They definitely. This is. I'm not saying it's a mistake to hire Kevin Petullo. Mm-mm. You have to interview other guys. You can't just be strong-armed by the coach wanting his guy to be offensive coordinator. You win the. I'm glad he won the Super Bowl. I think Nick's a great head coach. Yeah. How do you not do your due diligence and talk to? Where is he going to go? He's not going to go anywhere.
Who?
Kevin Petullo. Oh. Like how do you not make the guy wait a couple of weeks and talk to people who are out there? This is ridiculous.
Well, here's how they don't do it. And quite frankly, I'm glad they did this now, because we would have continued to discuss this and what the possibilities and what they were going to do and whether or not they were undecided, who's in charge, who gets the final say, all these other things. That as long as this lingered out there and there wasn't an OC named, this thing would have had a snowball effect. What this says to me is that everybody's on the same page. So they could go ahead and make this decision. Nick Sirianni spoke on behalf of Kevin Petullo, and he spoke glowingly about him. So he certainly is a trusted associate to Nick Sirianni. You know, Kevin Petullo spoke at the Super Bowl about how much he desired this opportunity and would love to have this opportunity. And it shows growth within your staff. And let me just say this, and this is me saying this without – I don't want to paint a picture that Howie Roseman may have had a different idea of what he wanted to do. So we don't even have to do this whole, there was a struggle and Nick Sirianni won. All I know is Nick Sirianni vouched for the guy and wanted the guy in there, and it doesn't seem like the Eagles objected very much. It seems like they were okay with whatever selling point, whether it was Nick selling him, whether it was Kevin Petullo selling himself, or how about this? The fact that they've gotten a chance to watch him coach and they know intimately what his impact is and what it would be moving forward, they were perfectly fine with this hire. Maybe this was the succession plan the entire time, and that's why it got out there. So I'm not going to act as if this was some sort of riff that was won by Nick Sirianni. What it seems to me, being how quickly it came together, is that everybody was on the same page as far as who would take over if Kellen Moore left. And I like that. That's the part that I like, that it seems like everybody is in agreement. And listen, if it doesn't work, then they'll move. They'll do what they have to do from that point. But I'd rather have this than there be some slight feelings, you know, ill feelings, because Nick Sirianni didn't get the guy that he believes should have been his next offensive coordinator. I love the move. Love the move, and I hope it works out. I don't know Kevin Petullo very well. I mean, other than his
we
time
can't
here,
know.
Yeah, so I can't sit here and tell you what he's going to mean to the offense or what have you. I'm just saying it seems like to me, and I like it, that it happened quickly, which means everybody was on board with it.
215-592-9494. The Eagles have named Kevin Petullo offensive coordinator. He was previously the pass game coordinator, was that
correct?
The,
yeah,
the pass game coordinator this past year. Nick Sirianni did endorse him quite heavily. Petullo did campaign for it when asked quite heavily. What do you think of the hire? Here is where I am on the hire. We can't know. We're not in the meeting rooms. We're not on the field. We don't hear what they're saying. We're not in the interviews. None of that. So I don't want to say that I think this is a bad hire. I don't know if it's a bad hire. I don't know if it's a good hire. We'll see what kind of hire it is. But what I do know is they didn't interview anybody else. And I just can't imagine you can have a position this important on a football team. By the way, the most important thing for the Philadelphia Eagles moving forward for this offensive coordinator is maximizing Jalen Hurts, maximizing what they can get out of Jalen Hurts. And for you to not talk to anyone in the NFL who is not an offensive coordinator. So we're talking about the people who are not hired right now, the quarterback coaches across the league. If for no other reason than to get information out of those people about what they think, ideas they may have. Like, this just feels like a team smelling their own farts a little bit. And well, when you think about, well, it's just like, look at how great we are. We don't even need to talk to anyone. I just like you. I would imagine you can interview anybody in the NFL who is not already an offensive coordinator. Anybody below that position has the opportunity to interview for one of those jobs. We're not talking about, it's not in June with the season a month away. So all these guys are available to talk about this. I just don't know. And look, I mentioned Josh McCown. I think Josh McCown would have been a great candidate. He's interviewed for head coaching positions before. I'm not saying they needed to hire that guy, but I just find it crazy that you can make a hire of this importance without interviewing anybody. Again, two reasons. One, let somebody come in here and blow your mind and say, we really need to think about this guy. Or you get information on this guy if the Petullo hire doesn't work out in a year. You have more information. So one, let somebody try to shock you. Two, get information about what other teams think of your players and your team. I can't believe that they would have done interviews without us. We would have known about it.
The season just ended.
Yeah, it would have been leaked.
They did all Zoom interviews.
And Howie is a great general manager, but he is not infallible. He had every coordinator that he's hired has not worked out. Every player that he's drafted has not worked out. Every player that he's hired has not worked out. There's just no reason. I just can't imagine that there's any reason. Like Kellen Moore's got to hire Nussmeier, right? There's no other jobs in the league that Kevin Petullo can interview for. So what are we scared of? Tell him to sit tight. We're going to have some conversations. I don't know how they don't do that.
Yeah, because they know this is the guy they wanted.
How could they know if they didn't talk to anybody else?
Well, because he's been here and they're looking at what they want to do moving forward, how they want to do that. And I'm telling you, making this move the way they did it, this was already a part of the plan. Like, they knew Kellen Moore was a likely head coaching
weeks ago.
Yes, they knew that. So they got a sense of that. So they didn't get caught out here with their pants down, for lack of a better way to sort of explain that. They were ready for this. And so they had to have started having these conversations internally as to what they wanted to do and whether they wanted to go outside the organization and look for some other people. And here's the other thing. They still going to have to hire somebody, right, to fill Kevin Petullo's last spot, I would imagine.
Sure, but you can't go
to Neusmeyer's position.
For sure, but the number of people you can talk to for those positions is more limited, right? Because it can't sure. be it can't be a lateral move from
Let me throw this at you. Let me throw this at you because this is what I've been thinking about. This is what I've been thinking about.
All right.
You make Petullo the OC.
Yep.
You bring in a veteran like Frank Reich.
But to be quarterback coach or something?
I'm
sure that'll work out great for Kevin Petullo the first time the Eagles don't pass the ball well.
They all worked together before, I believe. I think Petullo worked under Frank Reich as well.
But Frank Reich didn't work under Kevin Petullo.
I understand it, but I'm saying in this business, this stuff happens. Like, this stuff happens. Now, listen, Frank Reich can stay sitting at home if he wants to. I'm just bringing it as a suggestion. If everybody was so concerned about having someone with experience there in that position, okay, well, if they bring in somebody with some experience to add to the offensive side of the football, I don't know, make him assistant head coach. I don't know, whatever position you want to give him, right? You pay him a nice
advisor,
chunk of change.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want to give him. You give him a nice chunk of change, and he's part of the whole game planning thing. Like, he's part of it.
How do you not talk to anybody? Right? Like,
because we got the right guy right here.
Even me for this job, there's no way Rod didn't talk to anybody, right? Or wait a minute.
Well, he talked to me.
I just need other people to have this job. He saw enough of Jack, and he was like, get Spike in there. Anybody. Right?
This is going to be a rough day for
Jack. Yeah. Trust me. This Kevin Petullo hire does not take Jack off the radar. It doesn't take Elliott off the radar. There is a bullseye for everyone. I want to be clear. And 215-592-9494, what do you think of the hire about Kevin Petullo as new offensive coordinator? I want to be clear. I don't necessarily believe that hiring Petullo is a mistake. That's not what I'm saying. I do believe that it is a mistake not to talk to other potential hires. Right. I think it gives you the chance to have somebody wow you. It gives you more information on people that you're interested in the NFL. And it also gives you more information on what other teams think of your players. And I think that is more information. And I'm actually...
Who knows all that stuff better than Petullo?
To be honest with you, I am stunned that how Howie Roseman wouldn't interview anybody else. A guy who prides himself on knowing all of those things around the league, on having those great relationships that Elliott told me he had. How do you not get from a pro? It's not the hire I don't like. It is the process of the hire that bothers me.
Somehow this needs to go on my ledger for Insider of the Year.
Wait a minute. How?
Well, I got this right, and I got the Neusmeyer going with Kellen Moore, right?
Neither were reports.
Well, I'm just saying, though, but that's what I assume is going to happen.
We'll see if you get into the rankings today.
Felt like a lot of people had those reports for what it's worth.
Hold on, Buzz. I was first.
Insider of the Year isn't just following Jeremy Fowler on Twitter. You got to have a little more information than that.
I saw him say on ESPN, and therefore I'm reporting it here.
Right. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. The Eagles hire Kevin Petullo as the new offensive coordinator. What do you think of the hire? And are you surprised/disappointed they didn't interview anyone? Our leadoff hitter is Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Well, they had to talk to some people because they hiring people left and right. They just hired a passing coordinator, Parks Frazier. I don't know who this dude is.
Are we hiring somebody else?
Yeah, so they had to talk to some people. Spike, come on, Spike.
No.
Hey, we won the Super Bowl. When you win the Super Bowl, Spike, you get the benefit of the doubt. Listen, I get what you're talking about. You know, you want to do, you know, go through, you know, the process of interviewing. But if this is who they, you know, groomed up, I use this example multiple times because it fits. Jack Fritz, you know, was on the night show with Gillio. You know, we saw the potential with Jack, the funny guy, the goofy, you know, he doing the High Host podcast. And we thought that dude, you know, I'm not serious.
Dude, this comparison's not going to work out the way that you think it did. Because what happened?
Well Fritz is a star.
He is. But he might not have been the guy yet.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm just saying.
You said what?
He might not have been the guy yet. That's all I'm saying. Like Petullo.
Man.
I'm just saying.
We don't know if they had a different. All I'm saying is, look, when you had a guy that's been in his trenches with you, putting in the work, putting in the time, sometimes, you know, you don't want to upset the apple cart. You win the Super Bowl. What I'm saying is, look, now I'm not saying this is a, you know, apples to apples comparison, but look at a guy like Deuce Staley. You know, Deuce Staley was a good soldier, one of the best running back coaches we ever had. You know, they was playing my boy, doing the Rooney Rule. They ain't really taking my dude serious. Mm-hmm. And what happened? He said, you know what? Y'all don't want to take me serious? I'm going to take my, you know, talents to South Beach. And that's what he did. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, and look, I get it. experiences in that past, you know, Mike Groh and the little guy, Zach Taylor's brother, I forget his name, you know, Brian Johnson,
right?
Yep, they might have not all been the best hires.
Press Taylor.
But I honestly do stand on this. Like, I honestly don't feel like, you know, Brian Johnson was bad. Like, I still keep saying that. Like, I feel like it was more than just Brian Johnson calling plays. Like, I get it. Brian Johnson took a hit for a lot of people messing up.
Sure.
Jalen, yep. Nick Sirianni, you know what I'm saying? Like, yep. A lot of people. Howie. You know, mm-hmm. So it's like, I honestly feel like Kevin Petullo, if he put in his time, he feel like he got ideas, they should roll with him. You know, like, I don't think they just literally was like, oh, you know what, we're going to give it to you. I feel like they've seen some stuff, you know, maybe he's put like some kind of portfolio together and he wowed Howie and Nick. And that's Nick's guy. And then, like I said, we won the Super Bowl. So when you win a Super Bowl, you can do whatever you want.
They can do it. It doesn't mean it's going to work, Corey. It doesn't mean it's going to work. This is bad process.
You're right. And this is the thing. With the quarterback, you know, I feel like the QB coach is more integral and, like, important than the OC. Just because I feel like the quarterback coach hurt. Like, we had who? Alex Tani? Well, we had Brian Johnson. Like, we had Brian Johnson and Alex Tani. Like, who the hell is that guy as a QB coach? You know, Hurts ain't take him serious. So I'm kind of like with Spike. I mean, with Ike, if you go get a veteran guy, like even a Josh McCown, bring Josh McCown as a QB coach. You don't got a job.
He can.
You
know, yes, he does. He's a QB coach of the Vikings.
I thought they moved on from him.
No.
Okay. But then, you know, go get a guy like Frank Wright or somebody like that. A QB coach, you know, that can come in here, a veteran guy, and work under. And Frank Wright, listen, he ain't going to buck under Sirianni and Petullo, dog. We got Super Bowls on our resume. You was the OC, you know, got a Super Bowl with Doug, but you weren't calling the plays. You know, we got two Super Bowls.
Hold on, Frank was calling the plays.
You know, we've been the one, and we got a ring, boy, as the coach. So you better stay in line and let Duke Nick tell you what to do. All right?
Okay. I love this whole they won the Super Bowl, everything they do is right. Boy, this is going to be a long 6 months for me.
For a year, we got to at least October to use this excuse.
You're going to use it every time. You're going to use it. Yeah.
I'll holler at y'all, baby.
All right, see? All right, Corey. So, further with the news, and this is per Tom Pelissero, the Eagles are expected to hire Parks Frazier to replace Kevin Petullo as pass game coordinator, per the insiders. Now, Parks Frazier was an offensive assistant with the Miami Dolphins. Now, as far as offensive ideas, I do like the idea of hiring somebody from Miami. They haven't won anything, but as far as like an interesting offense and doing exciting
things. Some different
things,
wrinkles, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Miami had that stuff. So I do applaud that, taking somebody from
a place
like that.
And I'm telling you, man, often what happens is coaches that have been assistants for a while, right? What will happen is they have collected information over the years, the way they would do things. So even though Petullo may have been on this staff and been under Kellen Moore, he doesn't have the authority to supersede anything Kellen Moore wants to do. He has to sort of be an assistant to what they need done. But it doesn't mean he doesn't have his own ideas of what he would have done or some things he would have done differently, getting a chance to sit back and watch Jalen for the past couple of years, what works, what doesn't work. So I know it's hard for us right now because we got a little ways to go before we get to training camp, but I at least want to give him a chance to see what new things he does bring to the offense.
Just imagine if I left, when I left as program director, and David Yadgroff, after a week, said, you know who's program director? Jack Keffer. or now, if
that Rob, is not the same thing.
Yeah, that is the same thing.
That is not the same. Imagine, they don't know Jack Keffer. We do.
Well, imagine this. Somebody everybody knows. No disrespect, even though she's on an unannounced vacation in Mexico. Imagine Rod Lakin left tomorrow, and David Yadgroff walks down and goes, guess who's program director? Ava. David, did you interview anybody else? Nah, Ava was here. She knows all the passwords to everything. Like, they should have interviewed somebody.
Oh, my God.
Presumably. I don't remember this.
Everybody's catching strays around here.
Tune in tomorrow to the WIP Afternoon Show, where we talk about whether Saquon Barkley had the number one season in Philadelphia.
Yeah, do we scrap that?
Could you imagine if Jack was just allowed to host the show for 3 months after the last guy left?
How would that work out? All right. The Eagles hire Kevin Petullo without interviewing anybody as offensive coordinator. What do you think? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Big news in Eagles land. It never stops, Ike. It actually never stops. The Eagles stuff never stops. The Eagles hire Kevin Petullo to be their new offensive coordinator. He was previously the pass game coordinator for the Eagles. So there are two Twitter questions, Ike, for you to guess on here.
Okay.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, hang on. I had it up, and then I got rid of it. All right, first question that you have to guess on. Do you like the hire of Kevin Petullo for offensive coordinator? Yes or no? What do you think the results are?
You know what? This one feels like it may be 60-40 yes.
You're very close. 65-35 yes.
Okay.
Okay. Second question. I put this one up right afterwards.
A little more than I thought it would be, actually.
Yeah. A little more positive than you thought. Well, give it time. Do you think, I actually think that number is going to go up for yes, is my guess, but we'll see. The second question. Do you think the Eagles should have interviewed other candidates for OC before hiring Kevin Petullo? What do you think the results on that are?
That's probably certainly 75-25 yes.
70-30 yes.
Okay.
That, again, It's not that I don't think Kevin Petrullo can do the job. I don't know if he can do the job.
Right.
I just think this is a sign of an organization who believes that they do everything right all the time. Like, there is, you have to leave, in my opinion, no stone unturned. I think there is no harm in interviewing other potential coordinators. There is only stuff to gain. Maybe if Kevin Petrullo doesn't work out, you're already one interview in with somebody you already like somewhere else in a year. Mm-hmm. I think that information can, this is just like, this feels like to me, Howie seeing all of the press about what an amazing offseason he did and forgetting about the draft picks he missed on and the coordinators he missed on and the free agents he missed on. He, not infallible. Great GM. Hall of Fame GM. Not infallible. And a move like this to hire the guy who's already there without interviewing anyone actually seems insane to me. I'm actually kind of surprised that they would do this. That they would not talk to anyone else. It just doesn't, even if you know who you're going to hire, it doesn't hurt to talk to other people. I can't believe that.
Well,
they didn't.
It does if the guy who believes he's getting a job is...
feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You bring more guys in and he's waiting.
I don't know. Like, he'll probably be happy once he gets the job eventually.
I'm sure.
Right?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. So, I guess, two-part question to you, 215-592-9494. One, are you happy with the hire? Two, are you surprised they at least didn't do other interviews? Kicking us off, Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. When the breaking news came through, I damn near choked on one of my French fries I was eating. I'm gonna tell you, I'm just surprised. I'm rather annoyed and shocked by this hire. Number one, and I'm probably sound like a broken record, and probably other guys like me, is the first thing I'm gonna say, you know, what did you learn from the lesson the first time? It's one thing that, aside from the position, the thing that bothers me is that he has no experience calling plays. Okay? I don't understand that at all. And one of the things that I was looking at coming out of the Super Bowl was that, okay, you know what, we get an experienced OC in here. And even Jalen said that, you know, in his interview. He said, hey, you know, get somebody here. Hopefully they have some experience to enhance the game. I was looking at maybe evolving and having Jalen Moore involved in a passing game next year with a strong running game. What is this guy going to do about things like that? Because we had an opportunity there. You got Frank Wright, you got Eric Bieniemy out here, you got those two out there in particular. You didn't have to worry about these guys, I'm going to have success and move on because they're former head coaches. You could have stabilized that position. But you put somebody in here that has no OC experience, and I'm telling you right now, if these guys, if there's any sputtering or anything that happens with this office, or if they regress next year, we're going to be burning down the city and the phone lines over freaking Howie getting too big for himself and not doing other interviews, despite you hit it right on the head. You didn't even interview anybody else. What the hell are y'all doing?
Well, let me ask this. In the past, when they've hit a wall and the offense struggled, have they not been able to readjust?
Absolutely not, because we're not talking about 2022. I'm talking about 2023.
Yeah. Some would argue, Bruce, the defense is what really cratered down the stretch.
But
not the offense, the defense. The defense got ran through by the 49ers, the Cowboys, I believe the Giants. The Cardinals scored 30-something points on them. Like, the defense wasn't playing well down the stretch there. I'm not saying the offense was humming. I'm just saying when they really struggled in 2021 and last year, they figured it out. They figured it out in 2021 and 2024. They figured it out, and they it may not have been what we thought it was going to be, but it was well enough to get them to the postseason in 21 when they overachieved. And then this past year,
correct,
it got them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, let me say this to you, right?
Okay.
And I recall this specifically, right? And I was raising hell last year. Sirianni got up on the podium. So last year was a little different because they were also talent challenged last year. But on the defense because of the hires, and they didn't really do a good job with that. But there were questions on the offense too. Is that what are you going, especially when the slide started and Sirianni said, "Oh, it was well, we're going to go and we'll look at some things. We're going to look and do some things different," and nothing changed on the offense when they started doing that slide down the stretch because he had nobody to fall back on. This year is different because you had an OC that was malleable enough. They came up with a plan. They saw trouble on the horizon, and they did the Vulcan mind meld and came up and shift gears. How are you going to do that with somebody when something else goes wrong? You know, and for a guy that has no play calling experience, that could happen next year. And if it happens, it's going to go back to this hire. We're going to be raising high, burning down the lines to high hell if this thing does not work out. That's my only concern. And you didn't even interview anybody else. Come on, man. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Bruce. We're back. Speaking of, he mentioned Jalen. So yes. Jalen was asked about Kevin Petullo on locker cleanout day when it seemed like it seemed like Nick wanted him. Here's what Jalen had to say about the potential hire of Kevin Petullo just a week ago.
Yeah. Kevin Petullo's never been a. He'd have a different role, so it's hard to compare, you know, that role to this role because his job is gonna demand something totally different of him, and I have a lot of confidence in him and what he's shown. However, I know, you know, over the years I've learned that's out of my jurisdiction, and so kind of just taking things as they come and trying to go out there and be the best I can be and just learn and evolve.
Now, that wasn't a condemnation of Petullo. It also wasn't a ringing endorsement.
Right.
His first response was, the job is different. He's never called plays. He's never been an offensive coordinator. And throwing in the end there, this is out of his jurisdiction as well. So it is. Now, you had mentioned, and I think OG Wade had mentioned, the idea of consulting with Jalen. That answer... Now, again, he's hard to read. Jalen's hard to read. I have no idea what Jalen actually thinks. That answer doesn't sound like one where he would have given Petullo a ringing endorsement as offensive coordinator. But
Or maybe they didn't ask him.
That's what I'm saying. I would bet they didn't. I would bet they didn't. You know, I would bet that they probably, given that Petullo is around so much, they at least think they have an understanding of what that relationship is. But it's not a ringing endorsement from the quarterback.
I agree.
Who doesn't give a lot of ringing endorsements at all, actually, by the way.
Well, and the one time he did give a ringing endorsement, that didn't really work out.
Brian Johnson.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And the other thing, to be aware of, I guess, and Jalen did say really good things about Coach Sirianni at the parade, and he wasn't like he was asked, he did it of his own volition, is that if you're Jalen, and if it's been pretty obvious that he and Nick, doing better, but not always on the same page about everything, is the guy they just hired as OC is basically Nick's guy.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to wonder how that computes in Jalen's mind, whether he thinks this is now, you know, he's fighting uphill to get what he wants because the head coach and the offensive coordinator are definitely on the same page, you would imagine.
Well, I think it's an ever-evolving working relationship. And, you know, when there's a carrot in front of you that you're chasing, right, sometimes you're willing to be a little bit more flexible, to be a little bit more inclusive and willing to compromise. But once you achieve that goal and you've gotten that ring, now you sort of sometimes feel empowered. And I don't know how Jalen's going to react to that. I really don't know. Here's what I would hope. I would hope he would be open to giving it a chance to work. You know, this is what this business is about. You're a quarterback that has won a lot of football games in different ways, and you have yet to have – well, you only had the same coordinator once.
Right.
Well, you had him twice, meaning that you've only had him in consecutive years once, and that was with Steichen. And he still won a lot of football games during his time. Right? We all thought everything was going to fall to pieces. This was his first year with Kellen Moore. It's a new coordinator. Now, the passing game wasn't great.
Right.
But we won a championship.
Yep.
So I just wonder – what Petullo can bring to the passing game that may help Jalen, right? It may help Jalen. It may make the offense a lot more simpler for everyone to be involved. And here's the other thing. You know, they want to keep these other guys happy as well in the offense.
AJ and Devontae, yes. Most notably.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. The Eagles hire Kevin Petullo to be their new offensive coordinator. Petullo was the pass game coordinator previously. They did not appear to interview anyone else, which to me is the biggest shocker and the biggest disappointment. And to me, signals a GM who thinks he can do no wrong. I don't know how you can't take the magnifying glass out and invite some people to NovaCare and have conversations with them. All the while, massaging Petullo's ego, if that's what you need to do, that's part of your job too. 215-592-9494. Curtis in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
I ain't never thought I'd say you hating right now, man.
I'm not hating.
You see, we lost Deuce on that same thing.
Yes, and they just won the Super Bowl.
Same way, not hiring from any organization.
Hold up. We lost Deuce. We just won the Super Bowl without Deuce.
Exactly, with the people we got. That's what I'm saying. Andy Reid, what was he, a special teams coach under Mike Holmgren and the Packers or something?
He was a QB coach.
He was the quarterback whisperer. I forgot.
Yeah.
But look how he turned out. He's going to be one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Yeah, we hired from a different organization. We hired from a different organization. We didn't hire this guy from a different organization. He was already here.
Right. So we know what we got. I don't think how we're feeling this, though. But you got to give a person a shot. He might feel some kind of way they let Deuce get away. Like, yo, I ain't going to make that mistake again. He watches everything and everybody. He talked to all the staff. He talked to the coach to see how comfortable they is. They might have went to Jalen after that interview and say, what about Petullo? He's like, yeah, let's give him a shot.
Yeah.
Then we get the ball Marion from Miami.
Curtis.
We get the guy from Miami, throw a little wrinkles in there with the offense.
I like that
all
hire.
All we had Jalen to do is win us the game when we got to. And who was, when he had to air it out, who was the ball right there? The role he was playing was significant. Now put him up as the real play call and let's see what he can do.
Let me ask you this. Curtis, you a married man?
Yes, I am.
You marry the first girl you ever dated?
No, I didn't.
You wanted to see what was out there, didn't you? I'm just saying.
You got me.
All right, that's all I'm saying. It's like it doesn't
can't come
hurt.
Back from that one.
What's that?
I can't come back from
all
that.
All right. Thank you for the call, Curtis. It doesn't hurt to know you're making the right decision, you know?
Right.
Jack didn't look around.
No, that is a good point. Jack and he wound up with a good one. Jack is very lucky, though.
He is.
Yeah, yeah.
Small town in Westchester.
Yeah, we don't know if Jill looked around.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, I just don't know. I heard she was dancing with a different guy at prom.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, right. She did. Maybe
rejected
she
from the eighth grade dance or whatever it was.
Yes. 215-592.
Jack had a narrow search. She did not.
Yes, Jack had a very narrow search. Very narrow search.
Yes.
He identified her, I think, in like fourth grade.
Second grade, yeah.
Yeah.
He knew he had him. Even though they're the same age, you know, he's an only child.
She is much beyond him.
Yeah.
Same age, but. As far as like
the maturity level,
yes. That's what I was gonna say.
Yes.
Jack, she probably grew Jack up a lot.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, if Jack didn't have Jill, what would we be dealing with Jack at this point from an immaturity standpoint? You know, 215-592-9494. Owen Conchahawken, you're on WIP. What's up, O?
Like Spike, what's going on, boys?
What's up,
what up, O?
DC right now. Just pulled in through a gas station. Dude on a Commander's hat looks at me, says, next year, man, I just looked back. I said, 5-5, 55 points on your head, my boy.
That's what you do. And I've been telling you, this is the thing that I'm saying to Commanders fans when they talk about Jane Daniels. We have at least 6 months of this. Call him RG4. That'll get to him. They'll say it's different and just say, look at the stats. Not that different.
Give it time.
Yeah. So what do you think of the hire? Oh,
I love it, man. For one reason, it shows how in lockstep the organization is right now. I don't think it was Nick strong-arming anybody. The announcement came out so soon that you could tell when Kellen Moore got that job, it was passed on to Petullo. And to show that they have that confidence in him going forward, I think that's a good sign. And then for number two, I think there's not going to be a completely different offense that Jalen's going to have to learn. You know, a lot of that is going to be Kellen Moore's fingerprint still on it. So it's not a completely new concept that he's going to have to learn going forward.
I agree.
I get. Well, that's if we think that Kevin Pitullo believes in the same exact thing that Kellen Moore does.
Right.
And by the way, we had a completely different offensive coordinator this year. I don't know. The offense looked that much different to you than it has the last 2 years. Looked pretty much the same to me. Mm. You know, it doesn't mean you hire a new offensive coordinator. He's still working with the talent that you have here. So we've had three offensive coordinators in 3 years, and this is the fourth in 4 years, and the offenses look the same in those 3 years. So I don't know that him. It doesn't seem like he's learned a bunch of new stuff. That's not a detriment to him. It just seems like they know what will work best with this particular personnel. So I don't know that bringing in a new offensive coordinator.
But they also got to still continue to develop and get better.
They do. Thank you, Carlo. Yeah, I mean, the team absolutely has to develop and get better.
When I mean Jalen in the passing game,
yes,
that has to get better.
I agree.
Yeah, that has to get better, and I think they're going to find ways, because you can't rely on giving Saquon the ball 30 times a game next year.
No.
So you got
to 28 years old.
Yeah, you got to find ways to move the ball in chunks of yards through the air.
Yes,
they weren't able. They could rely on Saquon to do that at times last year, but through the air, the ball didn't travel 20 yards down the field an awful lot. It did late in the season. We saw what he could do, and that reminded me more of 2022. We can get this offense back to 2022. That's perfectly fine. I think Jalen threw for 3,700 yards that year.
It could be better than 2022 in the same sort of
yes. But AJ had nearly 1,500 yards receiving, and Devontae had nearly 1,200 yards receiving. That's how good the passing game was. And Goddard had 700 yards receiving. That's good yardage for your top three receivers.
By the way, and, you know, you can't go back in time, but as he brought up, we're talking about Saquon and not being able, you know, knowing what we can expect out of Saquon next year. Mm-hmm. It makes me think about, like, can you imagine if we just had Saquon 3 years earlier?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The career this guy, about Hall of Famer.
Yes, sir.
Guaranteed Hall of Famer. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If he didn't waste away the first 6 years of his career with the Giants.
Put this dude with a competent organization to know what the hell they want to do. Got good talent around him.
Unbelievable.
It would have been shady all over again, but better.
But way better. Yeah. No disrespect to Shady, but man.
Shady was pretty damn good.
Yeah, it was pretty good, but this guy is different.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shady's like, put me with a competent coach.
Right, yeah.
It'd be a little different.
215-592-9494. T in Overbrook. You're on WIP. What's up, T? T.
D.
T. I'll put T on hold. How about Gary in Vineland? You're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Ike, I think you need to have a talk with Stewart's cowboy guy.
Stewart's
Jim, what happened?
Yeah, you need to give him the Donovan and keep your name out my mouth.
Well, what did he say?
Oh, no.
He was saying that you guys were acting like children and you were.
Oh, no, I heard all of that.
Really?
Yeah.
On the airplane.
Did he say that on the air?
He must have said it on the air, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he said that to us, in fairness.
Yeah, he said that to us. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. They were so...
Well, he put us in first class, too. So.
Gary, Ike and Jack were so in the glow of their first class upgrade, they demanded I don't call them Stewart's Jim anymore.
Right.
They're talking about their free snacks. They are bought off so easily. It's unbelievable.
That's true. Yep. That's true, yes.
Well, he was telling Hugh and the midday guys, wish you guys were on my flight. If there was anything I could have done. Anybody else but them, they acted like children.
See, that's him trying to get back in the good graces of the midday show, because the midday show was mad.
But that they didn't get upgraded.
They didn't get the upgrade.
Were they on the same flight?
No.
Oh, okay.
They left earlier. They left on an earlier flight that day.
Okay. Jim trying to manage the entire WIP staff by giving them first-class upgrades. And by the way, Jim, I paid for my upgrade. You didn't do anything for me. I'm the hardest on you. Like, you know, I could be bought too. Gary, what do you think of the Pitullo hire?
I agree with you. I mean, if nothing else, by interviewing a few people, maybe he could have stole some plays or ideas. Or it's just...
I agree with you.
A good hire, maybe, but at least bring a couple people in.
Why? We got harmony, Gary.
Oh, my God.
We got harmony, man.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You don't want harmony?
We're going to go with you, but no, harmony's fine. But you could have told him we're going to go with you, but we're just going to go through the process a little bit.
Yes, we're going to go through the process. Yes.
If it doesn't pan out, they're going to get killed,
dude. When I got
who's going to kill them? They just won the Super Bowl.
We booed them. Last time they won the Super Bowl, we booed them at halftime, the opening game.
I know, I was there. Yeah, okay. That was bad.
Yes. We'll kill them. You want to know who's going to kill them? We will. Look, when I got hired to be program director here, I had to sit.
How many times are you going to remind us that you got hired to be program director?
I'm just going
to
tell you. I was Jack's not here, so nobody's calling me on it. I don't need you calling me on it. I had to sit next to Andy Bloom's office while he brought in doofus after doofus after doofus.
Oh, when you had to go through the process?
Yes, when I had to go.
You were already here. You were already in the family. Yes.
I was not only that, I was interim program director.
Right.
And he didn't hide anything. You just see the doofus after doofus after doofus walking into that office. I had to sit here and take it. Kevin Petullo can grow up. You're mad that Josh McCown came in for an interview? Oh, cry me a river. You want to be offensive coordinator of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles? You can wait 2 weeks while Howie makes a couple of interviews. I just like, this is a, I'm telling you, this is a believe your own hype, listen to your own press, that you have to interview people. You have to interview people. And I'm not saying Sam Hinkie is the be-all, end-all of anything.
Don't you bring up Sam Hinkie.
Before he hired Brett Brown, they interviewed everybody. They interviewed everybody. They knew they were going to hire Brett Brown, but they wanted to get as much information as possible, and that's what a good GM does. Howie is a great GM, but doing it this way, I think, is a miss.
Did you say good GM and Sam Hinkie?
No, I said Howie's a good GM.
Oh, but you said that's what a good GM does.
That's what a good GM
does. Yeah, that implies that Sam Hinkie was a good GM.
He was a good GM, and he got run out of town. He got run out of town. Oh, I'm not going to make this about Sam Hinkie. That's on me. I take that back.
It's all good.
I don't want to talk about the Sixers.
Think about Silverman, then.
Yeah.
All right, Gary.
Thank you for the call, man. So coming up next, first of all, do you like the Kevin Petullo hire, and are you at least surprised they didn't interview anyone? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll get Elliot Shore Parks's thoughts on the hire. And, man, we got a lot of bones to pick. So just a shocking development with Jack Fritz. A shocking development on what's going on with Jack Fritz during paternity leave. And we'll have to ask Elliot about his most insane claim of all time.
Yeah.
So that is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.